All right, and I see a lot of people holding signs that say Maryland Midwives Help People Out. Jeremy, give me your last name, name of your organization.
My name is Jeremy Galvin. I'm the president of Maryland Families for Safe Birth.
What exactly is this bill about? What would this bill do with respect to midwives?
This bill is going to license and regulate certified professional midwives who already have a national accredited certification process and are legal in 28 states, but it's going to license them here in Maryland so that they can practice.
Under the current law, or under current statute, is it illegal for someone to use a midwife and have a home birth?
No, it is not illegal to have a home birth. You can have your child anywhere you want. There's no law governing the families at all. Where it becomes tricky is that it is illegal to practice nursing or medicine without a license. And so if you are not licensed in the state and you are practicing either of those two things, you can be prosecuted as a felon.
Are most midwives nurses?
No. By far, most midwives across the country are either direct entry midwives or certified professional midwives. Nurse midwives are the only midwives that are legal in Maryland currently. So most of them work in hospitals, birth centers, and there are a few, a handful, who do home births.
So most of the folks here who have had, you know, home births and they used a midwife, they've had to use a nurse midwife, right?
I would say most of the people who are here have probably used certified professional midwives. Certified professional midwives are working in the state. They are working underground. The families, we have to keep their names very quiet because currently they're not licensed in our state.
I can imagine that. There's been a lot of opposition from the medical societies, MedChi. They want these births in the hospital. They believe hospital births are safer. What do you say to that?
Well, MedChi believes that anybody who's not a doctor is incompetent and unprofessional. And they are a union. They're a medical union like any other union. Their entire job and purpose is to support those who pay membership dues, and that's doctors. And so I don't worry too much about MedChi because MedChi has never supported any profession that has ever come into our state who isn't an MD. And so the people who we have been working with are the Department of Health and the Board of Physicians and the Board of Nursing. We've had a couple very excellent work groups with them to try to determine a common sense and collaborative way of bringing our ideas to the table and licensing them in a responsible way.
This bill, if I'm not mistaken, has been proposed before. Has it gotten very far?
This is the third year that we've introduced the bill. The last 2 years stopped in the HGO committee, and they ended up resulting in two work groups, one each year, which were both very productive and accomplished quite a bit.
Okay, fair enough. And I guess